This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, August 31st. Well, I want to update you folks on the market because it has been unusually strong since option expiration day, but yesterday was a fascinating day. The Russell 2000 literally gapped up. It was amazingly strong and then fizzled, but then NASDAQ picked up the slack. And I don't know if you folks saw me in Fox Business this morning, but basically, we talked about how the market's in a washing machine. So money doesn't leave the market. It just goes from one place to another. And that's healthy, okay? The other thing that's interesting is the market is not losing breath and power. If anything, it's expanding. And so that is a very, very healthy sign. In the meantime, we are a bit overextended. And there's a few things to keep an eye on. Obviously, Joe Biden's going to be talking today in the wake of the Afghanistan pullout. Yesterday, Secretary of State Blinken was talking about it's a time for reflection. I think a lot of us are waiting to see who gets fired over this or retired, you know. But it's obviously where a lot of us are relieved that the exit is over. And there was not an additional terrorist attack. And America tends to rally going into the holiday weekend, like July 4th and Labor Day. So we might firm up this week. But we all are always very sad on 9/11. And we want to get through 9/11 without any kind of incident whatsoever. Obviously, it's the 20th anniversary and a very sad time for America. And then the market should refocus on earnings in the second half of September. Should be phenomenal. And because that's quarter and window dressing, and we do very, very good in that period of time. Now, speaking of doing good, I do want to update you on some stocks, okay? Digital Turbine is a stock that we've had for a long, long time. Symbol's APPS. This is a company that builds very, very smart websites. So if you're surfing for like a barbecue and you don't buy it, they'll keep bugging you with barbecue pop-ups till you buy something. So it's basically more of an artificial intelligence company. That stock is up nicely today because it's being added to the S&P 400. This stock will obviously be added to more and more indices, and that's good news. This is a very, very good company, and I've had it for some time. Another stock I should mention is Futu Holdings. Now, this is a Hong Kong wealth management company, and this particular company does have a lot of online brokerage activity, okay? But they just announced much better sales than expected. And I hope they'll firm up soon, but they kind of got swept up in the China sell-off, even though they're Hong Kong-based. And so I'm very, very hopeful that stock will firm up because they blew away all the analyst estimates. And then the big one that announced and beat on analyst sales and earnings expectations was Zoom Communications. Now, Zoom is down aftermarket because the guidance wasn't as strong as a lot of analysts wanted. They were literally only one penny off the analyst high end of expectations. But when you get a strong stock like that, that beat on sales and earnings, and then it'll bounce right back, okay? So don't be alarmed that Zoom is going to gap down this morning. But these three stocks I just mentioned, you know, one's up sharply, one's going to be down, one's kind of going sideways. That's the market we're in now, folks. We're in this washing machine, and that's kind of where we're at. There is a lot of inflation out there brewing. The European Central Bank is got to address inflation because they said they wouldn't change their interest rate policy as long as inflation stayed at 2% or less. Well, now it's 3% and climbing, and it's higher in some European countries like Germany. So we're interested if the European Central Bank is going to change its negative interest rate policy. So right now their key interest rate is minus 0.5%, and maybe they'll raise it to zero. So we'll see. That's going to be very interesting as well. What's also interesting is the port bottlenecks are worse than ever now. And fortunately, we own quite a few shipping stocks. We also own a logistics company, Expeditors. And you know, the it's interesting. It's the that keeps inflation up. It keeps businesses busy because they have order backlogs. And then finally, the other interesting thing that's going on is a lot of people are shocked that crude oil prices did not go up after Hurricane Ida. And the main thing is that demand does drop after Labor Day across the world. Obviously, you know, there's COVID issues in the world. There's obviously some travel starting to slow down because of COVID. I was just talking to a friend who just got back from Europe, and of course he's lucky he got back because they're putting restrictions on. And you know, we're going to get some inflation relief, but it's just normal seasonal stuff. In the meantime, the 10-year Treasury yields remains below 1.3%. And so we're still in Goldilocks, which is low interest rates and accommodative central banks and a very, very strong earnings environment. So I want to assure everybody that despite gyrations in some stocks in the market, everything is fine. So this is going to be a quiet week because it's Labor Day is coming up. And again, we sometimes rally in these holiday weekends. And then after Labor Day, there might be some more profit taking just because the market has been strong for the last several days. And then come after 9/11 and come mid-September, we'll probably firm up on quarter and window dressing. The analyst community has been very, very positive on our stocks. My average analyst revision is up over 12% in the past month, okay? So when analysts are revising earnings estimates higher, that means we're going to have a very good third quarter announcement season. So folks, I just do want you to know that it's been a better summer than I expected. And I apologize if I scared anybody with my cautiousness, but you know, the market is very resilient. It's the only place to go for yield. And now we have, we've got good yields and plenty of growth and again, a very positive interest rate environment. So hang in there. Don't let the daily gyrations bother you. That's normal. But I do want you to know that the tone of the market is very good. And then eventually we might even get a peace dividend like we had in the late 1990s when we, in theory, we weren't being too busy around the world. It'll be interesting to see if defense spending will actually fall. It's we'll get some hint from that from Joe Biden today, what his plan is. And but right now it looks like the private sector is just continuing to boom, and the stock market's the easiest way to play that and boom. And the earnings environment is ideal. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to give you a quick update. I'll keep updating podcasts during fast market conditions. But hang in there, everybody. It's you know, we got a lot to look forward to, especially in the second half of September when quarter and window dressing starts.